I absolutely love the quote by Amy Poehler, "Change the world by being yourself." It's really got me thinking about my own personal branding efforts over the last year, and it has inspired me to be relentless in putting the real me online as I build my community, take my business online, and connect with you guys. This is episode one of the Well Branded podcast show for wellness and lifestyle experts. I'm your host, Mindy Ambrose, and this is actually a little bit of an exclusive club I started for anybody who's willing to completely break the rules in the current PR and personal branding game. If it's not sitting well with you, the business tips and tactics going on in our industry right now, and you're with me in believing there's another way to do this where we could be the face of our brand more authentically and more ethically, you are my people. So let's figure this out together and have some fun with this and brand ourselves on our own terms. How does that sound? Let's get to our discussion. So I'm back. This is just an intro episode, so I'm going to make it quick, but I just wanted to say hi and introduce myself, my intentions with this podcast, and just give you guys a little bit of encouragement as you're working on your brand and your business, because I know it's definitely an emotional roller coaster. It affects your confidence, putting yourself out there, and then there's this whole thing where we're all supposed to be putting ourselves out there as our authentic self. And what does that even mean? And what's the balance between being professional and being a professional representation of your brand while also infusing some personality and your own values? It's a little bit of a delicate situation that can take some practice and exploration, but I've definitely figured out some ways to go about it so that you can feel aligned with your brand and also feel accomplished, like you're getting things done and you're doing it with intention and you're doing it as your real self. So why did I start this? Honestly, one reason why I started this is I just can't actually imagine myself typing all of this out, because some of you who follow me might have noticed I have some typos. Well, I always have typos in my correspondence online. It's because I have really bad eyesight in one of my eyes, and if I'm ever doing anything on my phone or tablets, it really is a nightmare for me to type out all the details and everything that I want to say and catch all of the autocorrect errors and things like that. So I'm not going to dwell on this topic, but it's just so much easier to record it, and I appreciate you guys kind of dealing with my sound quality issues right now. Another reason why I started this is I come across so many professionals, and I guess just because of my fitness background and my health conscious lifestyle, I know a lot of wellness professionals, I know lifestyle bloggers, fitness industry people, and I see a lot of patterns in struggles with professionals putting themselves out there, trying to brand themselves, because I'm sure a lot of you can agree, some of you have fallen into your profession just because it was your passion and it seemed like a good idea to turn it into a profession. And then once you get the ball rolling, you start to realize that you also have to become a student of business. You're a student of business and branding and marketing. And I talk to a lot of people who start to feel like, okay, I never signed up to be a content creator or a branding master. And all of this just overlaps and it's all overwhelming. And I figured because branding and marketing comes naturally to me and it's something that I'm passionate about, I love business, love the whole topic of entrepreneurship, I want to be the guy to help you guys out. As far as setting PR goals, public relations, the first little bit of resistance that I sense from professionals out there is most people don't feel like they're worthy. They don't feel like they are interesting enough, newsworthy enough. They look at themselves like I don't have enough going on to get featured in a magazine or in an interview. They just don't feel special. Or they feel like opportunities like that, media opportunities are reserved for a certain type of person, and they don't believe they are that type of person. Or they feel like they aren't that person yet. They go through that whole, once I accomplish this, once I'm known for this, or once I have a six-figure business, then I will feel worthy of being featured by the media or by a fellow influencer in the industry or something like that. And I'm here to tell you guys today that, okay, these opportunities are not reserved for a special type of person. I don't think I want to get into all of the specifics because it's a whole episode in itself, how to access PR opportunities when you don't feel like you're a big enough deal yet. So for anybody who's an industry expert, and if you have knowledge to share, and if you believe you're the best at what you do, but just not enough people know who you are, then we'll definitely be rolling out some episodes to help you guys out. But for now, you're just gonna have to trust me. Media opportunities and features are not reserved for people who are already famous. And if you have a business, you have a story. If you are in a specialized profession, you have knowledge to share and you have high value material that you can share with people's audiences. And so you have a lot going for you as far as somebody who deserves to be featured. And so I'm going to just put that out there, just kind of plant that little seed in your head that you are ready right now to share your knowledge and to put yourself in front of different audiences on different platforms. Absolutely. And one way that I know is I did it myself. I'm not a famous person by any means. And just by being an athlete and training for some fitness competitions and learning how to box, like 9 or 10 years ago, getting into boxing, just the fact that I was doing things was interesting enough for some people that I was able to get some features in magazines and interviews on blogs and things like that. It was more the fact that I was doing things that made me a believable spokesperson for whatever that brand or opportunity was. That's something that I specialize in is helping people realize what they're already doing that is attractive to media platforms out there, and also how to position yourself and align yourself with brands so that you can elevate your status in your industry. So you might feel like right now you're a nobody, but I'm telling you, there are brands that want to partner with you and collaborate because you are a believable spokesperson for what they're doing and what they're putting out there. You're somebody who they could see themselves putting in front of their people and talking about their brand. Or it's about who you are and what you bring to the table, what you represent that they're interested in. And then it's, yeah, so another thing to consider, here I am telling you, you're just so ready right now to go out there and get interviewed by somebody or featured, but how do you find these opportunities, right? That's one of my favorite parts about my job is helping people profile opportunities for where you're at right now and how to profile a realistic but crazy exciting opportunity maybe for a year from now, and then how to reverse engineer your way into earning that media feature or that partnership, or maybe you get to become a spokesperson for a pretty big brand that you never would have imagined would have been interested in working with you, or maybe you underestimated yourself and your appeal in your industry and didn't realize that within 6 months to 2 years that that could be you, where you're that person. I guess I'll close there. I've given you guys a few ideas about what I'm going to be talking about, but I also welcome any requests related to branding and PR. If you have any kind of sticky problems or anything that's kind of bothering you, I know a big one is infusing your personality into your branding. There's a lot of pressure on ourselves to do this these days, to be our real selves out there. And kind of bring the realness with our image in our profession. But I also come across people who say there's just no way that it's appropriate based on the type of job they do, that there's no place for them to infuse personality or personal values into their branding because of the nature of their company. So I actually consider that to be an exciting challenge. So don't be afraid to message me if you've got some problems like that. Just how the hell do I infuse my personality into my brand? It feels like there's no place for it. Or the more pressure there is for us to be ourselves and to show off our personality, people are second guessing their personality. They're starting to kind of lose themselves in their business processes. And they're starting to feel like, I actually don't even know who I am. And then they get a little bit emotional or scared, or they feel like a loser or a nobody, feeling like, I don't actually have a thing. I don't have a thing I'm known for. I don't know how to talk about myself. Then they kind of get a little bit paralyzed with the fact that they feel they don't have enough of. They don't see themselves as like a fitness personality or a wellness personality, like a spokesperson. They feel like that is not me. Everybody has something about them that's kind of quirky or interesting or something about them that's memorable. Even if you could just start with that, what do people remember about you? How do they introduce you to friends at parties? It doesn't have to relate to your business, but it's definitely a starting point, is just identifying. What's different about you from the people around you? Thank you guys for listening to me blab a little bit about the purpose of my podcast, the topics I want to discuss with you guys. There are just so many exciting tips that I want to share, and I really just want to stop. There seems to be a trend of people getting lost in the branding process. They're in the process of trying to find out who they are. They're kind of losing themselves. And I really want to help you guys get excited about branding and get excited about putting yourself out there and building a community. Thanks for hanging out, guys, and joining in on Well Branded. I'm excited about this project. You can connect with me on Instagram at Mindy Lou Ambrose, or hit up my website, mindyluambrose.com, and check out my services. I'm a PR and personal branding coach for wellness and lifestyle experts like you guys. Hang tight for episode 2. Thanks so much for spending some time, and happy branding.